Do you eat hominy?
Yes.
And what do you, well, let's get back to the ear of corn and the kernel. What would you call the thing on the outside of the kernel that holds it together?
The shucks.
This is the green part? Or?
Yes.
And then if you shuck the corn and take the kernels off on each cob. The kernel fits into the cob. And what's that around the outside of the corn kernel?
Oh.
I don't know if you have this.
You mean the hair business?
Yeah.
Well, it's not that either, but I can't think of the word.
Silk?
Yeah, silk, corn silks, that's what they are.
And what would you call that corn that's been soaked in lye?
Hominy.
Mm-hmm. And when it's soaked in lye, what comes loose?
The kernels.
Mm-hmm. How was your house furnished?
Oh, much as they are today. The same type furniture.
Mm-hmm. And that would be what?
Oh, divan, chairs, tables.
Did you have a long piece of furniture that you could sit on or lie on, maybe in the front room or?
Divan.
And what did you sit on mostly?
Oh, the divan or the overstuffed chair.
Mm-hmm. Where did you keep your underwear and socks and things like this?
In a drawer.
Uh-huh. And the drawer was in what?
In a bureau.
Uh-huh. Did this have a mirror over the top?
Yes.
Did you ever see an old chiffer robe? You know, one of those.
It would be the same, wouldn't it? Very similar to a bureau?
Yeah. I saw one that was in an old house, and on one side, it stood up about this tall, and you could hang your clothes on one side, and
there
were drawers on the other.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Was that sort of a movable closet ever common around here?
Yes, we had one.
What was this called?
I don't know.
A wardrobe or?
A wardrobe, I suppose. Uh-huh.
Where did you hang your clothes mostly?
In a closet.
Was this built in?
Yes.
And did you ever have trouble with the insects in the summer eating your woolen clothes?
No, not that I recall.
What insects would bother mostly?
Moths.
Mm-hmm. And what did you have on your windows?
You mean curtains?
Yeah, and anything between those?
Oh, drapes.
And anything else? Any of those things you can
hold on? Shades.
Sometimes the term blinds comes out for those, or roller blinds, or roller shades.
I've heard them call that.
Where did your mother cook?
In the kitchen.
And where did she keep her groceries?
In the pantry.
Did she bake her own bread?
Very little, occasionally.
What did you call bread that you got at the store?
Nothing different from just bread.
Just bread.
Uh-huh.
Is it going to turn on, Daddy?
Come on now, honey. Go with Mama. Go see Mama.
What would you call old worthless things?
Rummage.
And where would you put those if you had them in the house?
I was going to say on the back porch. That's what came to me. But we don't even have a back porch. At home we did.
I know in parts of Ohio, if there's a special room in a house where this is kept, it's called a junk room or the plunder room. And this is odd to me. I never heard it.
No, I never have.
I'd seen it in print. That is, in things like this, I'd seen it in print. But when I was working in southeastern Oklahoma,